Hello, my name is Guy de Belfroy. I'm director of the Fondation pour les Arts à Bruxelles.
And you published the Cultural Hotlist 100, and the 2024 copy is out now. Tell us a bit about some of the things that are covered.
Well, actually, it's a must-have guide for art and culture lovers. It's really an overview of everything what's happening in Brussels in the coming year. You have exhibitions, you have festivals, you have fairs, you have also surprising places.
And anything in particular?
Oh, there are a lot of things. So, I think I'm very eager to discover the new fair Ceramics Brussels, which happens in Tour et Taxi. It's a new fair exclusively dedicated to ceramics, and I think it's very promising. Ceramics is trendy and more used by confirmed artists, so the first time, I think, in Europe even, it will be very interesting to see. That's one of my favorites for the next coming month, I would say. Brafa, very old fair, but it's really a unique opportunity to find many eras and many styles under the same roof. It's in the Ezel, it's in Brussels Expo. And you can see from Tintin drawings to tribal art and all the masters, really very, very exclusive objects and art crafts. And maybe the last one, it's a place. It's a space. It's a mercerie. It's a kind of, it's an old warehouse and haberdashery. Completely unusual place because it has been, the building has been designed by Horta. And it's now used for, the program is totally eclectic. You can see really contemporary performances. You can see as well as drag shows, pole dancing. It's quite hybrid and it's really a space that really shakes things up. You have to discover it.
And the book is available?
The book is available in the main bookstores in Brussels, in Visit Brussels desk, and also by Café Léopold.
Thank you very much.
Thank you to you.